I think that oversells a little bit, but anyhow, let's first go around and introduce ourselves, because I see a lot of familiar faces and some new faces, and it'd be nice if we all kind of had some idea who people were. So, yeah, I'm Matt, and this is...
Oh, my name is Lucrece. I came to Field Christian School, middle school band, and elementary music.
Also, if you filled out the form that was sent out, or maybe your CEA route didn't probably send it to you, because I didn't get a lot of responses this year, which is really weird. If you could fill this out, that way everything we do, if we add songs to the list, I can share that doc with you, so it's more than just the yellow paper that you got in New York. And Sarah, can I tell you a particular song?
I did.
Choir, band, and art teacher at Lansing Christian School in
Indiana.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Sarah Horton. I teach band, 5th to 12th band, and some choir at Helen Christian in Grand
Village. I'm Leah. I get to work for Sarah with beginner band, and it's fun. Grand Village Christian.
She also teaches elementary
choir.
Yeah.
Sixth grade choir.
Yep. And didn't I play in Felton Band with you?
We played in Felton
Band. Yes. Yes. Claire, that's correct.
Or
I'm Angela Davis, and I'm at Catholic Christian School in Illinois, South Howard, and I'm teaching band here, 5th through 8th grade.
Are they still doing all the instrument inventory that you have to maintain yourself for all the kids?
No. Basically, we do have some inventory, but we're we have quilted and vape machines.
I'm Megan Robbins. I teach young 5th through 8th grade music at Allendale Christian in Allendale, Michigan. So that includes elementary, choir, and band.
I'm Kayla Grink, and I'm an imposter. Sorry.
Welcome.
Also, a big thank you to Chris. to marching band on the
field? Tomorrow, the eighth grade to a pep band performance for a football game.
Which meant you brought a lot of percussion stuff. I had to bring my band tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah. We were able to bring them to me, and maybe we'll even use them. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should
play some of them.
Yeah. Even if there's not a part of this plan.
Yeah. I'll play some.
Yeah. Great.
I see Luke play like 10 percussion instruments all at once. Yeah. So
I think Pearl saves money. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
And the solo, which is listed as a grade one, only because it includes a whole octave. So grade 50 is really not that tricky. But I like it because every year we kind of have this tradition that the eighth graders play a hymn for their parents' day. And it's on the last Friday, which is next week, of October.
Ours is the last Friday in September, so I'm about to.
So I like that it's only 6 minutes because for eighth grade, then it should hopefully be pretty easy to put together for day one. And we also should rate our parade at the beginning of the year, so.
I'm
zooming out as far as I'm looking at Christmas music, the first criteria, of course, is can I look at this for fun?
Do we all
degrees, and instead of taking four like they said they were, and I told my kids, they're only taking two degrees. Oof. So that was.
No, I just didn't even remember that it existed.
So this guy, his name I never pronounced right, it's Brian Balmage.
Yes, it's like the word
Oh, see, I never would.
Oh, that. Some fun situation. Thank you. Let's see if there's anyone here. Yes, there's five. This is percussion.
Thank you. Well, I also